Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 2nd and the whole week ahead. Because Mars connects with Uranus in a fabulous way, it's a very charismatic and an extremely sexual energy around you now. Now this is particularly so when it comes to friends of the family or people you meet through family or relatives. So there is someone who's going to attract you or you're going to be attracted by them. And when it comes to sexual desire, it's going to be closer than you think. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury's link with Mars needs to be looked at very carefully, simply because there are certain things that need to be said, but they need to be said with a good deal of sensitivity. If you go rushing into a situation like a bull in a china shop, you'll upset people, and most importantly, it will come back to upset you. So be very careful what you say and how you say it. Here's your Monday stars. With the moon in Aquarius, this is particularly good if you're a Taurian who wants to make their mark professionally. It's a very ambitious energy around you now. So if you've got career plans or professional needs and ambitions, then this is a very good day to pinpoint what it is you're after, to set the target, score the goal, and know where you're going to. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mars moving into Virgo is exceptional for you because it's full of good things. It's full of love, it's full of passion, it's full of desire. Mars moves into your fifth house. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars is motivation and Mars is passion. So whatever you put your mind to when it comes to something creative, you are filled with passion and as a result could find big success. And here's your Wednesday stars. There's a full moon in Pisces today, and over the next couple of weeks you need to make decisions and choices about your future. In many ways this is one of those aspects that says quit whilst you're ahead. Don't pursue certain things that don't have a hope in working just simply because you've got used to the familiarity, the conveyor belt approach of doing the same old thing day after day. With the stars around you now, it's time to shed those things that don't have a hope in hell of working out. Here's your Thursday stars. The moon's all alone and stuck in your 12th house. Very reclusive and need for reflection. But don't be at all surprised if you get moments of depression, of feeling low, of feeling sad. Turn this into something positive. What is it they say? When life is full of lemons, don't become bitter, but turn it into lemonade. Here's your Friday stars. This is a better day. This is a day to be very selective with a friend or friends or with people around you. Spending time with one or two people who really make you feel good. So be very careful of who you choose to be in your company today. You don't want people who are ambitious, who are bossy, or in any way are domineering. You need to stay with sweet people.
Get your free natal horoscope report at russellgrant.com to discover the planetary positions at your exact time of birth. See you next week.